the company that's hoping to start up a lithium mine on the outskirts of Darwin, it has released its definitive feasibility study and claims it's now well positioned to be Australia's next lithium producer. According to the study, the proposed open pit mine, it'll cost about $73 million to build, and once producing, will pay that back within 1.5 years. I had a chat to Core Lithium's Managing Director, Stephen Biggins.
Yeah, the economics of the definitive feasibility study just completed show a robust case for developing the Northern Territory's first lithium project. The project has a modest capex startup for the mine and lithium processing facility, and once it's in operation, with the objective of being in operation and ramping up commercial production in 2020, produces a pretty stable cash flow with a good operating margin. So we are definitely proceeding with the project from this point and looking to move through and completing the regulatory process with the Northern Territory government and moving towards financing of the project.
The feasibility study made public on Wednesday. Core's share price fell by nearly 9%. Why do you think so many shareholders bailed at the news?
I think there's an adjustment with pricing that goes on. There's a lot of metrics, you know, very accurate metrics that get disclosed in the definitive feasibility study. So everyone then takes a view on their valuations. But I think from the company's perspective, we're very happy with the outcome of the feasibility study and the level of detail and engineering work that's gone into that to confirm the project's economic viability and incorporating the detailed planning and engineering required to build and operate the plant.
Do you think the results of the feasibility study are strong enough to attract the investment that Core needs to get this project up and going?
That's certainly the next stage of development. Really, the feasibility study is required to do that. That's really the main objective. So we're already engaged with debt financing markets as in Australia and internationally. And alongside that, we're also got support from our offtake partner, Yahua, who are also the company's largest shareholder, and they're offering a $20 million US prepayment facility as working capital for development of the mine. So that covers about 30% of the startup capex of the project. So, yeah, we're already well on the way towards financing the project.
How much money needs to be raised?
The startup capex for the project is $73 million. So we'll work with finance markets to raise the capital required for that and some working capital. And also, we're also looking forward to working with the Northern Territory government. And they've got to be congratulated, if you like, on the release of their critical minerals plan recently, which sort of highlights the opportunity for the Northern Territory to participate in the global growth of the battery minerals market, and particularly the lithium market. But there are some specific schemes from the Northern Territory government there that may be open to Core as part of the financing, as well as the federal government. You know, both sides of government are developing strategies towards support of the lithium battery minerals industry in Australia and the billions of dollars of investment that go with that.
The study says the production mine life will be 3.5 years. My understanding was Core was hoping to be in the game there a lot longer than that. Are you able to explain that?
The definitive feasibility study is a snapshot of the project as it stands now, and reflects the JORC resources the JORC reserves that have been defined to date. So the mine life that we're able to disclose at the moment reflects the reserves, but that's within a much larger resource base. And also there is the potential, and we continue to do that work towards continuing to build the resource base on the project, you know, the tenement area that we have on the Cox Peninsula covers hundreds of pegmatites, many of those have been mined historically for tin and tantalum, and many of those are mineralised with lithium. So we're going to progressively continue to grow the resource base through drilling.
Which would in turn increase that mine life.
Correct.
If all goes to plan, yep.
Yep, so we've got a drilling plan to increase the mine life.
So when do you hope to make a final investment decision?
We are now, with the DFS completed, we're now working very much focused on the completing the financing of the project. We're aiming to complete that by the middle of the year, which would enable us to start construction in the second half of 2019 and look to ramp up commercial production in the first half of 2020.
In terms of the last time you and I spoke, I know you were aiming for commercial production to potentially start in 2019. For that to start in 2020, should investors and supporters of the project be worried about that delay?
I think the DFS reflects, you know, a very sort of, you know, deep and detailed planning process that we've gone through over recent months. So I think we're now very sort of confident about that sort of detailed planning and timing. So we think that's very achievable, but it also, you know, always needs to be in the context of, you know, the completion of the regulatory process with the Northern Territory Government in a timely way.
Thanks for your time today.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your interest.